This is TWiT.
Now, today's this very special day in the history of consumer electronics and also of music. And we're going to be talking about music and consumer electronics on the show. But first, it's the 35th anniversary of the Sony Walkman. John brought this in. He actually sprinted home to get this, but isn't this a beauty? 35 years old. This came out July 1st, 1979, for the price of $150. And inside of this thing is a strange object of interest here. I don't know what this is, but it seems to have some sort of tape or something inside. Anyway, this is the original Sony Walkman, and a lot of people draw a direct line between this, Jason Heiner, and the iPod, and then the iPod to the iPhone and so on, and then the music services we had today. Did you own one of these at some point?
Oh, yeah. More than one. Multiple.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was great. It was one of those things that it was one of the first devices where it was that kind of like pocket or at least clip on your belt kind of device that, you know, where you took your electronics with you. And, you know, it was iconic, obviously, you know, you carry that around. It was also sort of predated this idea of technology as fashion, right? As a bit of a fashion statement, meaning you carried that around. People noticed, like, you know, you were kind of technical, you were kind of techie if you were one of the first ones carrying one of these things. And it really sort of whet our appetite for this idea of carrying our technology with us and not sort of having to sit down and experience the technology, you know, sitting down, but take it with you wherever you're going, on a run, you know, on a hike, on a vacation. And that was the precursor to, you know, all the mobile technology that sort of dominates and that everybody's become so infatuated with today.
Yeah, and clearly this product inspired Steve Jobs and made it clear that you could have a music player that was very personal, very portable, beautifully designed. By today's standards, this is not beautiful, but by the standards of 1979, this was elegant and super well designed. And of course, that inspired Steve Jobs. It inspired iTunes and the iPod and so much more at Apple. In fact, a lot of people don't realize that Steve Jobs' uniform of the turtleneck sweater was based on the uniforms that Sony employees used. He idolized and really lionized Sony as a company for their design sensibility. And he actually proposed that Apple employees wear uniforms. Everybody around him shot that idea down completely. but he went ahead and wore a uniform himself, again, based on Sony. So it's a really an interesting day in the history of technology, 35 years ago today, $150. And wow, what an anniversary. And it just doesn't seem that long ago, does it?